First, you know, I met Pat Fitzgerald back in the late 90s. Y'all made an unbelievable hire. I think you probably already know that. But I think he's a great human being and a great football coach. And you can see the identity of this football team and this football program, you know, even in 2 weeks. He's a leader, not only just of men, and I've never coached with him or whatever, but I'm even just talking about from the American Football Coaches Association. He's a leader amongst all football coaches, you know, in the country. When he speaks, people listen. He's super bright and has great integrity. And so congrats to him and to Michigan State. And I'll just, you know, we came here to win, you know. And to do that, you got to play pretty well. You know, there's, I mean, yeah, when you go jogging in February and it's not week one yet, right? You think about this day. And you think about all the things that could happen by coming in here and, you know, and winning the game. And so we wanted that badly. And so that part, you know, you just get the one shot. And so that's hard. But I'll tell you what, I love my team more now than I did 3.5 hours ago, if that's possible. Proud of them. And I believe that we have what it takes to become a really good football team. I really do, and we're gonna keep forging forward. I promise you that. So, congrats to Michigan State.
Questions first for Jason.
Jason, I just want to keep recovering the ball. We're obviously like right there with Captain. You just talk us through that play. And obviously, that was a big sequence, and you guys need to come up with something there to kind of keep the game alive.
Yeah, I mean, takeaways are everything, and we had, no takeaways up to that point. So, just getting on the ball and giving our offense another opportunity. To score. I think that's something that, you know, we could have done a lot better today. We had one takeaway. That's not standard. That's not how we hold ourselves. So, but it was a big play, you know, just getting on the ball, just doing my job.
And then just a little bigger picture, you've had some three games with this kind of report defense under your belt. Just how do you feel like you guys are taking on to, like, doing what you want to do? I know the final score and some of the stats today don't look great, but there have been some moments where you look at things coming together.
Yeah, I mean, we have a way we do things. You know, we're vice. They know that's what we do. But violence, impact, and the most important to what you just said is our chemistry with each other. So just our relationship with each other. And we're going to keep building that every day, every game, no matter what happens. And, you know, we're going to do great things. We're going to win back. You know, that's our goal. So, you know, we're going to just keep going, keep pushing.
Yeah, this is for Chris. Anybody have another question for Jason? Okay.
Do you have a question for Jason?
I do.
Okay. Let's take Alex's question first.
Past couple of games, you guys have seen like what this defense is capable of. You've made a lot of stops. You've made some takeaways, and that's kind of carried over in parts of this game too. But I know like this game didn't go the way that you guys wanted to. Is there any like initial thing that you think that this can teach you guys, or you guys can learn from?
I think, yeah, I mean, it just showed us, you know, I mean, we're in the game 14-7 at halftime, and it just showed, you know, we can play. Like, I mean, we have the guys, we have the scheme, we have the coaches, we have everything we need, and we just got to keep our foot on the pedal. And, I mean, that's really it. I mean, it just showed we can do what we want to do, and we're going to do what we say we're going to do, so.
I don't know if like I'm gonna ask you, right, but how bad did you really want this one? Considering it's your fifth year, your dad played here, like you're an in-state guy, you know, big deal. Like, what do the stakes or what does this game mean to you?
I mean, I want to win every game. We're playing a bigger team, like, you know, that's what they say, but every game is a game, and I want to win. And it doesn't matter if my dad played or didn't play here. Like, I'm playing here right now. I want to win, and, you know, I want to be a champion. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and give my all every game, and, yeah.
Anything else for Jason?
All right, Josh, appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Coach.
Chris, you all gained him in the first half. You could have been tied on the scoreboard. Did you like where you were at that point? And what was the difference in the second half?
Yeah, when you're behind, you don't necessarily like where you're at. But, yeah, we were definitely, you know, within reach. And, you know, we were playing well enough to know that we could do this. I think that we wore down a little bit, even the takeaway that you talked about, even on that drive, you know, early on. I mean, they had some nice runs and whatnot, but it was not just, you know, the pile moving forward, right? And consistently and just getting chunk yardage. Defense was hanging with them, you know, toe-to-toe. But I think we wore down a little bit. And then offensively, we were moving the ball, but obviously we didn't finish drives, you know? We didn't finish drives. So, and apparently we were, you know, just an inch or so short, you know, on the review. That ended up being a big one. I think that we just, you know, weren't able to finish drives. But it's also, you know, credit to them. You know, they're good players over there and well coached. At halftime, there wasn't any smiling or anything like that. I promise you that. But there was definitely the continued belief that we could do what we came here to do.
What does a game like this do for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? And I say that. I do know what it's going to do. I know the character of the guys, you know, in the locker room. Sometimes it's hard to articulate. I mean, I tried to do it to them. Like, I'm a competitive guy, right? And so, like I said, I was jogging in February thinking about winning this game. And I mean that sincerely, you know? And so it's not okay, right? You want to win. You have an opportunity to win a game. And so I don't know how long I have to pause. And then I'm also going to tell you that playing hard, playing well, and getting better is super important to me and to us. And so we took some steps forward today, despite not winning the game. So I've been doing this for a while. You know, people don't play very well, and people come up to you and just say, "Hey, but you got the dub. You know, 1-0. We'll go get them next week." And that's never made me feel good. You know, when we don't play well and win. Right. You're glad that you win, but I'm just telling you, maybe it's the coach and me have been doing it for a long time, that I do not get satisfaction, you know, from not playing well. And so we did not enough things, but we did a lot of things, you know, better today than we had done. And so it'll be 24 hours, you know, you get a pillow and you can punch it a couple of times, but we get back together tomorrow, we'll watch the film and, you know, we'll see whether or not we can fix those problems, but I can guarantee we can. And then we'll move forward from there.
You mentioned not finishing drives there. I guess without having seen the tape, even if you noticed some stuff in the sidelines, what was maybe the margin between those drives stopping out today and finishing up?
Yeah, it's pretty small. You know what I mean? That's one of the things that I might, you know, I'm not discouraged. You know what I mean? I'm just not discouraged. And it's discouraging if you just can't stop them. And it's discouraging, right, if you just can't even move the ball. That's discouraging, right? You just try to figure out how to do those things. That's not the feel that I had from this. We moved the ball, you know, and we stopped them. So I think the margins are pretty thin, maybe an inch or two on a review and a non-review. You know what I mean? But those end up being, you know, pretty big deals. There's a lot more to it than that. But, I think the margins are pretty small.
And then I know you wanted to see after week one and probably a little bit of last week, more from the run game. I would say that definitely happened today. What can you take away from that rushing performance? I think touchdown drive, like nine rushes for 16, 70 yards, 78 on that touchdown drive. Just that performance and what you guys can kind of follow with that today.
Yeah, to do what we want to do and to be who we're going to be, you've got to be able to run the football, and that's been frustrating the first 2 weeks. That was borderline discouraging the first 2 weeks, right? And not discouraged at all about our run game. And it doesn't mean that everything's fixed. It really is a process of just continuing, you know, to get better. And so, in some of the areas that we need to get better at, rushing the football would be one of them. And it was far from perfect, but you know, there was some production today.
When you've seen the identity coming through for Pat with Michigan State already, as you said, what does that look like, and how did you see that come across today, and maybe how that can lead to them, you know, getting the edge in the game?
Say when who's coming through?
When the identity that you mentioned, oh, that Michigan State
had to already kind of start to show through. What does that look like to you, and how does that translate into success?
Yeah, tough, physical, disciplined. You know what I mean? That's what I think of. You know, I see, I mean, you know, downhill running. We recruited Alessio, you know, think he's great. And feels like I've said that this week, where they can throw the ball. I mean, you know, it's not one of those things. It's not just one play action once in a while. They can throw the football, but I think, you know, who you got to ask him, but I think who they want to be is a downhill running, tough, physical, you know what I mean? Big 10, you know, Michigan State football, right? And I think that you can see that, you know, just in the first two games. And then defensively, super fundamental discipline, you know, guys know who they are and how to play. And then on third down, you know, that's where the creativity, you know, comes in. And they're good coaches and good people. So I think, again, I think Michigan State hit a grand slam.
What was your message to Noah Kim after this game, and how did you see his composure throughout a kind of an emotional game for him?
Yeah, it was emotional. So we have a tradition where the seniors each get a night before a game called a senior share. So Noah and Caleb, you know, both did their senior shares last night. It was phenomenal. It was just absolutely phenomenal. Just the raw emotion, but just, you know, those guys just being honest and, you know, exhorting the team, but kind of telling their story and whatnot. I mean, those are two unbelievable humans, and they're great football players. And so I got to walk off the field with them, you know, and I told them both, I was like, you better get that chin up even higher, because you should be super proud. You know, and Caleb didn't get to play as long as he wanted to and imagined. So that's hard, right? But those two are great people and great players. And, you know, the world really doesn't care, right, about the people part. When it, you know, we say we do, but people, you know what I mean? But we do in our program. And I will forever, you know what I mean, hold that as the highest standard and measuring stick. And they're awesome humans.
Coach, the hit on Harold Mack that got him out of the game, what did you see on that hit on him? What kind of explanation were you given for no like flag or illegal hit being thrown against that?
Yeah, they said that they checked it for targeting, but cleaned it, and that he had fumbled before he hit the ground. I think I saw him fumble before he hit the ground. But it was a pretty good shot. I mean, he was in the tent. He's, you know, it's kind of thing that we're trying to prevent, the kind of injury that he, you know, potentially has. But so, you know, we on the sidelines have to trust that the people upstairs, you know what I mean, are watching it and seeing it and making the right call. So that's, you know, what I'll go with until I see differently.
For getting your O-line ready, I know like Cole Dellinger, he was out today with an injury too, and then he also started a new right tackle. How'd you feel about getting your guys ready up front?
Yeah, I think Coach Wheezy's, you know, been doing a really good job. You know, it's a new offensive line, and then even within the, you know, January and post-January, you know, you're getting guys who haven't been here ready, and we have a number of guys that who would be playing for us, you know, who aren't playing right now. And so I can't wait to watch the film. There's guys who are playing virtually, you know, for the first time. You know, we're seems like they're holding their own out there, and that's encouraging.
And my last one player that was missing also, Barry Manning on defense, of course. On the injury report, I was looking to see whether or not you were going to have a season-ending tag next on, which you didn't. Just curious to know if there's going to be like a timeline for his return at all.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a timeline, but I think I'm also surprised that there wasn't I don't know what you were looking at, or if I did something wrong or whatever, but you know, we're not expecting him to be able to play this season. But he'll still be a part of our program, I promise you that.
We've talked about like the running game, and obviously in week one, you guys had a really good passing attack. Going forward, how do you combine those two as you enter MAC play in a couple weeks and throughout the season as you go play Wisconsin and then come home for Lindenwood?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I mean, that's, you know, at the end of the year, we want to be 50-50, and we will be. But we have to be equally proficient, productive, both in the run game and in the pass game. And, you know, we had a number of RPOs today, right? And so, you know, if you call 10 RPOs, it can be 10 passes that it's predicated by the defense, or it could be 10 runs. And so in a game, not just with RPOs, but the way that the game is going and whatnot, there's going to be some games where, you know what I mean, you're throwing the football, right? And there's going to be games where you're running the football. We just, today is the first time that we were able to, you know, show some life doing both of those things. And so we will just keep working it, but there will be some confidence, you know, that comes from, you know, what the guys were able to do on the ground today. And, you know, we've been working hard at that and haven't seen the production in the first 2 weeks.
Anything else for Coach Craig? Thank you all.
All right. Congrats again to Michigan State.
Thank you.